As we remember today those who have fought, and some losing their lives, others their lives have changed forever because of war, we also come to remember what Christ has done for us on the cross, the empty grave, the resurrection. And as I thought about this, and I thought about it being Remembrance Day, I began just to look in Scripture of the many times that we read the word remember. And throughout Scripture and throughout history of the Bible, God is constantly calling his people to remember, he says, remember me. There are times where, one time when the Israelites come across into the promised land on the Jordan River, he tells them to go and grab 12 stones. These weren't light ones. These weren't just little stones. These were big ones. They were to pile them up as a monument. And it is to be a monument of remembrance, to remember the day that they came into the promised land, of God fulfilling his promise, remembering God's power that was displayed even as they crossed into the promised land, of drying up the Jordan River, to remember. There's other places in Scripture, in Numbers 15, 39 to 40. It talks in here about remembering his commandments. Do not stray. Remembering God's words to us to walk in righteousness. Again, in Deuteronomy 8, 2, we are told to remember the whole way of the Lord, the way he has led us. Deuteronomy 32:7 also says, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. One of the things I enjoyed doing when I was a kid was sitting with my father as he sat with his buddies and he told stories, remembering the days when he was a kid. And I don't think I could get ever enough of it. And I would sit there and just listen to story after story. And one of the stories that I love to tell is the story of how my parents came to know Jesus. I'm not going to tell you today. But my parents' story of coming to know Jesus has this reflection of why I'm standing here today. I appreciate, as I look around the congregation, of those who have lived a few more years than me, you have a story to remember. Yesterday, we gathered here to remember a story of Eileen. And if there's one thing that just, for me, I just heard throughout the whole thing, is nobody could share about Eileen without talking about Jesus. You just couldn't do it. There were people who wrote in to talk about Eileen and their memories of Eileen, and every single person came back to Jesus. And you think about the legacy that we leave. And I will remember for Eileen, Jesus. To remember. It's important for us to remember. God wants us to know that in remembering, we do not forget that he is King and he is Lord. To remember what he has done is to remind ourselves that we are not kings and we are not lords, but he is King and he is Lord and he is Master. And so as we come to the communion table, we are remembering that. there has been, over the years of this earth being in its place, there's been many sacrifices. Many people have given their lives, but no one has given their life like Christ has given his life. His life gives eternal life. Not just a time in this continuum of time that we have, in which we have this freedom that we enjoy here in Canada. He has given freedom for eternity for you and I. And so we come to the place of the communion, and I want to read to you the words that Paul writes in 1 Corinthians. Because it's here in 1 Corinthians that Jesus once again uses the word remember. Remember. So let me read to you 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." You are remembering. So twice here, and even the last statement that Paul makes implies about we're remembering, but we remember what Christ has done. So remembering, remembrance, this is important for us today. David, in Psalm 143, verse 5, he says this, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the works of your hands." We had a moment of silence to remember those who served in the wars. I want to invite us to have a moment of silence for you to remember, to ponder, to meditate on the communion table of what Christ has done. What does it mean for you? When you remember, where does it take you? Where does it want you to go? And so I invite you to consider this now as we pause for a moment for you to consider and remember. Lord, this morning we have been remembering. And Jesus, remember reading the words that you spoke when you were on the cross, words of great compassion. As you looked down on the crowd and you said, "Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Jesus, I remember your generosity as you out of time, out of eternity into time. Your generosity you express in your love as you gave your life for us. Lord, help us not to simply remember as a ritual. But Lord, help us to remember that today is the day of our salvation. And Lord, we get to celebrate in remembering that through you, our lives are transformed. We pray in thanking you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Those that have been asked to serve, if you would come up at this time and sit here as I just move us into the next part of our communion. And so Christ, just have a seat just for a second, and then we'll... So Christ, on that, on the night that he was betrayed, he took that bread, and he held it up, and he said, "This bread is my body." And I think about the deity of Christ, all the fullness of Christ, all who God was, is in Christ. The fullness of God is in Christ. He wasn't some half God and half man. He was fully God. That's the only way that, our sins could be dealt with. And so as you hold that bread in your hand, you're holding what represents God's great love for you, for us, for the church, for the world. And so I just invite you, as you hold it, to remember that this is God's fullness represented in that bread for you and for me. So we will hold on to the elements and pass out the bread, and then we'll take it together, and then we'll pass out the juice and take it together. Let me pray before we pass out the bread. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your great love that you poured out upon us. Lord, it's more than just poured out. You lavished it upon us. God, as we read that you so loved the world that you gave your only Son. Lord, we want to take this bread and hold it into our hands and to remember that it was a sacrifice of a life that we might have life. That you came from heaven to earth to show us the way. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.